All right, guys, you're in for a super treat now. I got Miss Marva King here. If y'all don't know who I'm talking about, shame on you. Way back 1999, 2000-ish, we had a really cool, low-quality version of a Shania Twain cover called You're Still the One. And to this day, I still want to hear the high-quality version of it because that's my favorite version of that song ever. Oh, my gosh. So, Miss Marva, tell everybody like how you got started with Prince and like what you've been doing since. I know there were some projects, MPLS that was supposed to drop. And
New Power Soul, yeah. Okay, so to start, hello everyone. I started out with Prince in actually 1997, way back then. Make me sound like a little old lady. But yeah, 1997 is when I met him in Los Angeles. And started touring with them immediately and started recording with them as well. Still the One, that Shania Twain song, was definitely one of the ones that we recorded, which was really a great song. And we used to do it live, so it was fun. But I don't know, like you said, the quality of it, and they have it, it's in the vault. Tell them, give it up. No.
Yeah, please, but release that song. Oh my gosh, people will not have any idea how great it is just to hear. Like, Prince did a country song? He did a few, but this one was ridiculous, and it's all because Marva's on the vocals too. I mean, it's just crazy.
Thank you. Yeah, Shania Twain gave us a shout out several months ago at her concert. So I was pretty honored because I'm a big fan of hers anyway, long before we recorded the song. But so we met then. I worked a couple years with him and kind of went off on my own on a tangent and came back again when he asked me to go and do the O2 Arena, which was in 2007, and work with him again up until almost 2010. I brought in another young lady to replace me because I knew I was going to leave again. By the name of Liv Warfield. And so I stayed for a couple more years. And, we remained friends. And I did some other work with him shortly after that over in Europe. But other than that, we remained really good friends and music appreciators of each other, you know. I found out after he passed away how much he really loved the music that I wrote. And I was like, wow. You know, not that I didn't think he didn't, but he never talked about it, and I never asked.
Right. So do you have music that is available to the masses? Like, can we get it on social media, on Amazon?
What I'm doing, I'm repackaging a product because I cut my CD, and then I cut another project with New Power Soul, now that all that's, the name is owned by the estate now, so... I'm changing the name of the project.
Nice.
And I'm going to put that music out because it's a really, really good album. Or I should say CD. See, I'm showing my age. But yes, so I definitely plan to put my project out before the summer. I'm getting ready to shoot a music video in about 3 weeks. And some real fun stuff. Real funky, keeping it real. You know, funky, groovy, club records, great ballads. And all that, so I'm excited about that. And then in the fall, I plan to release that project under a new name.
Great.
Yeah, so.
And guys, her mic is turned on. There's no auto-tune. There's no equipment trying to make her sound better. The girl can sing. Aww. And she might have been around Prince for a long time, but she looks younger than me. And if y'all have seen me, hey. So we can't wait for those projects to come out. And what do you have in store for us tonight?
Well, tonight I came to support Jelly Bean and just the whole movement that he's creating, trying to acknowledge people that worked with Prince and, you know, just created really great music and participated on stage in great music. So I'm going to go up there and do some really funky, rockish, old school Prince and just go crazy and wild like I used to with him on the stage sometimes.
It would be really neat if somebody up there knew how to play You're Still the One and... But no promises,
wow.
Guys, but hey, that would be dope.
I wish you put that order in earlier because they probably could have made that happen. But
I know. I played it for friends when it first came out. Like, hey, I know you're Stone Country. You don't like anything else, but check this out. And they're like, oh wow, I wish he'd release something like that. I'm like, well, he did. It just the quality sucks.
Yeah,
but yeah. I would love.
It was
love.
Weird. I don't even know if I call that a bona fide or actual release. I think he put it out there on the internet.
Yeah,
just to
it was
see.
On his Love for One Another page when he very first got on the internet.
Right,
and
exactly.
And the only way you could really get it was down. It was like in
exactly.
The processing and everything on it was just so low back then because that's all
right.
we had.
That's right.
We were just happy to have a new song. So we're like, hey.
Yeah.
And even now, nobody's been able to clean it up and make it
exactly.
sound good. So, Estate,
well,
guys, come on.
That's
come on.
Right. It's sitting there in that vault. I saw it.
and it's a shame to me that they keep re-releasing things when there's so much out there that we haven't heard or that we've heard rumors about. Like, come on, put that stuff out. Like,
yeah.
Like, do
so
that.
You guys make enough noise, then, you know, hey. Demand.
Yeah, it's like they just announced today there's a new project of his versions of some cover of some songs that he gave out to other artists. And while it's intriguing, it's like he did so much and there's so many that we've all wanted to hear his versions of. Those aren't the ones that are on the release. Like, come on, man, we could probably all each make a 50 to 60 song list of the ones that we want to hear.
Yeah.
And some of those are probably there, but for the majority of us we're like, "Wait, but his version of this, his version of that." So thanks for keeping his legacy alive. Thanks
You're
for all you
so
did when
loved.
You were with him. I saw you at the Jam of the Year tour in 97 in St.
Yeah.
Louis.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And you guys tore the house down. And just, I can't wait to see what you do tonight. I'm hoping to get some Facebook Live for the people who slacked off and didn't get tickets. I try to shame them because I drove 9 hours. So if I can drive 9 hours, then you know they could drive too.
Because you're in St. Louis.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. I have a lot of family there.
Well, when you're down, my show airs every Tuesday night. We record on Wednesday, so whenever you're down, we can bring you in and we can talk about the new projects. And
sounds great.
We'll help get them out there and to the masses.
Sounds great. Okay.
So, all right, guys. That was Marva King. She's here at the Nothing Compares to Prince party, so make sure you tune into Facebook. There might be some lives, might not. Y'all should have bought a ticket.